U.S. Senator Charles Schumer visited the Port of Albany Monday to get a first-hand look at improvements. The Democrat pledged to seek more federal money to continue the port's expansion. In July 2016, the New York Democrat was in Albany announcing he had secured a $17 million federal grant for the port to help upstate manufacturers export their products across the nation and globe via the Hudson River.
So we applied for something called a Tiger Grant. That's one of the hardest grants to get in the whole country. But this was so worthwhile, and there was such bang for the buck, that we won the grant.
Tiger funds were used to build a new warehouse, reconstruct the maritime terminal and port roadway, and to improve terminal safety. Back at the port Monday, the Senate Minority Leader pushed for more federal funding, $24 million, from the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Through its Port Infrastructure Development Program. With this funding, the port would be able to expand and enhance its facilities to 3,000 feet of land with waterside access to the Hudson River. Why is this so important? Well, one of the things that's happening in New York State is, and around the whole East Coast, is windmills, offshore windmills. And a lot of them are made here, and you need a new and modern facility to take those windmills and bring them here. It makes it more competitive because you can get them here and get them there quickly. New York State has said they want to produce 2,400 megawatts by 2030, 9,000 by 2035. A lot of that's going to come right here out of the port. So if we can get this grant, that should really enhance this area.
Schumer says the new round of funding could create more than 1,600 jobs.
You know, we know we're moving into a different kind of energy future, and we have to adapt to that.
Bethlehem Town Supervisor David Van Leeuwen says it's also about the future.
When you look at industry along the Hudson River, the industry that we have today is cleaner, it's safer, and it's better than what we've had historically. So this investment, the money that he's working to bring to our community, is not only going to benefit us in the short term, it's going to benefit all of us far into the future.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan adds, what's good for the port is good for the city's South End neighborhood.
In addition to this being about jobs, it's about environmental justice.
Yep.
Being able to get this truck traffic off of a road that goes past housing where we know people have challenges and have health challenges is just another benefit. And it's what can happen when we come together to try to solve problems and looking at those improvements really benefiting this port, it's a win-win, but we need that help.
According to Schumer, estimates show expansion at the Port of Albany could generate as much as $400 million in investments in Albany County. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.